This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Attorney General for Oklahoma and five tribes have reached an agreement in principle on proposed federal legislation that would clarify criminal and civil jurisdiction in the state. The Tulsa World reports the agreement comes after the landmark Supreme Court decision that about half of the state belongs to Native Americans and switched much of eastern Oklahoma from state to federal jurisdiction. The agreement means the state can resume jurisdiction in most of the criminal cases that suddenly reverted to federal control. The Supreme Court ruling had resulted in a sex abuse conviction of a member of the Seminole and Muscogee Creek Nations being tossed out. Prosecutors in Tulsa also had to dismiss criminal charges in another case because the victims were of American Indian descent. But the defendant was then charged in federal court. The agreement seeks approval of federal legislation to clarify the state has criminal jurisdiction over offenders within what is now considered the historic boundaries of the Five Tribes Nations. That would not include crimes committed on Indian trust lands or restricted lands. The agreement is with the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Muscogee Creek, and Seminole Nations, although experts told the Tulsa World the agreement could apply to four additional tribes as well. Native American tribes pledged Wednesday to fight a court's order that allows oil to keep flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline. Reuters reports an attorney for Earth Justice, which represents the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, said a hearing will likely be held the week of July 27th. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia granted an administrative stay this week on a lower court ruling that had ordered the pipeline shut down and drained while an environmental review was conducted. NPR reports that stay will last through at least July 23rd, while the pipeline's operator, Energy Transfer LP, and its opponents file briefs in the case. The company is appealing the order to shut down the pipeline. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe fought the pipeline for years, contending it could contaminate their drinking water. The tribe argued that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers didn't conduct adequate environmental reviews. A group of senators is calling on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to explain why it appears to be withholding COVID-19 data from tribal epidemiologists. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichel reports.
The Urban Indian Health Institute is one of 12 tribal epidemiology centers in the country, and it serves the 70% of American Indian and Alaska Native people who live in cities, not on tribal land. Abigail Echohawk is the director, and she requested data on COVID-19 testing, but also on risk factors and chronic diseases.
If we were able to access that kind of data, and it's good quality data, we would be able to present tribal leadership, policymakers, states and counties with more information on how to prevent, how to intervene, and how to work with our communities as COVID-19 continues to sweep across this country.
In a statement, the CDC said it has been working with the centers to set up data use agreements and secure transferring methods, and that it expects to begin transferring COVID-19 case data this month.
That was Ray Ellen Bichel from the Mountain West News Bureau. The California Gaming Association is calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to close tribal casinos after the governor ordered a halt to all indoor activities in response to a spike in coronavirus infections. Casino.org reports the association represents owners of card rooms in the state, but not tribal gaming operations. It has argued the governor has the authority to shut down the casinos despite their sovereign status because of the public health emergency. The San Diego Times reports the Gaming Association pointed to a section in the state gaming compact with tribes that indicates gaming cannot be conducted in a manner that endangers public health. Fox 26 News reports officials with the Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino north of Fresno said they have no plans to close. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by AARP Teletown Halls, bringing you expertise and the latest information on the coronavirus pandemic from leading experts. Info on the latest schedule at 855-274-9507.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.